got to be kidding me. This is completely unnecessary and absolutely downright rude. Okay. I am supposed to show our guest our friends around tonight. But sure, a Friday night meeting with a town council member? Why not? I'll just get them settled with the news group first.
Come in.
Good evening, council member, sir.
There are some irregularities with this progress report, Wendy.
I wouldn't call them irregularities, sir.
While our fifth group woke up and acclimated without any irregular issues. Without any irregular issues?
Yes, sir.
Yet you have requested we limit new members' exposure to Reddington.
Yes, sir.
Connect the dots for me.
I don't understand, sir.
How you report that there were no irregularities to not allowing new members into Reddington.
Sir, upon meeting me, one of the citizens launched into an attack.
Clearly, they did not succeed. This will put us behind schedule.
With all due respect, sir, you don't get to decide my safety. You are only human. This is Once Upon a Monster of the Week.
Reddington, come here to find friends. You didn't lose them, did you?
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back. We've had a bit of a hiccup with tonight's tour. I had expected the news crew to utilize their new offices for poker night, but alas, they seem afraid of the building.
It's not that we're scared of the work building, it's that the work building is for work and home is for poker nights and cheating each other out of money. It's like rotating between all of our houses.
Absolutely.
It could almost be kind of fun if it's in the back of the restaurant, strictly in the sense of that seems super sketchy. And for some reason, I feel like Fenn would be trying to make sure that, like, Oh, yeah. Come, you know, the back of restaurants is where all the most legitimate poker games happen. Nihilus says, I guess I could probably let us in.
If it is Nihilus's night to host, that means poker will be held in the back room of the Gilded Pheasant after hours.
Because we don't fit in Nihilus's apartment. Only in the restaurant.
Apartment is a very generous term. More like a boarding house. Nihilus has a room.
I am going to let one of the Gilded Pheasant's best employees tell you all about the restaurant. It really is such a beautiful name.
It's definitely like kind of a nice, quaint, older style house that's been renovated downstairs. So like a really nice, big porch. I'm not quite sure architecturally what you would call it. It's definitely not a Victorian. But it's kind of like early Americana, big porch, lots of bay windows around. I think it probably is part of the renovation as well, just to really, really class it up. Like there's like stained glass windows on kind of on the main floor ones. And that's all out front. They probably took down a wall or two to expand the sitting area. And then there's the nice upgraded industrial commercial kitchen in the back. And
that's so lovely. Like,
it sounds like a place with like a Michelin star.
They were actually a little bit disappointed when they got it. It's like, oh, are we too big now? Do we need to scale it? Do we need to dial it back?
Oh, too mainstream.
I think we might need to dial it back. I think it's probably mostly like tapas and stuff. Like, I don't know if they even have big meals you can get there. They obviously have an inn with the local brewery. So you can definitely get whatever's fresh from there on tap.
Is it one of those places that has like an ever-changing menu based on whatever the local produce is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. This our first poker night with all four of us?
It is, my dear listeners. And poker nights are always relaxing nights, which is good because I need to step away for a few moments. I am leaving you in the best of hands, though. Remember, please just observe.
So, Zoe does not know how to play poker whatsoever. She's not really there to play. She's more there to just kind of hang out and, you know, like, it's more like a hangout session for her. She'll just watch y'all play. And also to make sure Fen does not try to cheat others out of too much money. Just, you know, gotta keep the peace somehow.
I think we must just, like, vote on whoever we feel like. And Fen every time is voting for Nihilus because Fen likes Nihilus's food.
Okay, yeah, for a vote, Zoe would also just go with Nihilus.
All right.
That's it.
100%.
A completely legitimate poker game in the back of the restaurant.
Yep.
Alistair doesn't really need a chair. And neither does Raz. Mm-hmm. Raz. So four chairs?
Yeah, four chairs.
Four chairs, and then just like two corners of the table are for cards set aside for Roz and Alistair.
Barnabas brings a bag of like cheese puffs.
Just one bag of cheese puffs.
Nihilus is happy to provide.
Absolutely not. Zoe will not allow that to happen. You don't even have a kitchen.
Oh, I have a kitchen.
It's not your kitchen. It is part of the kitchen. It's part of the restaurant.
But it's got all I need.
Oh my God.
And reprimanding Nihilus for even glancing at it.
Exactly. Listen, right, we are here to have fun, Nihilus, okay?
Cooking is fun.
No, you do that all the time. You need something that is not cooking that is fun. Poker is something you can do that is fun. I think what Zoe will do is that if Nihilus, like, even looks like he's, like, if he even sneezes in the direction of the kitchen, she's like, no, sit your ass back down. You're not doing anything. You already worked too hard, you know, let me take care of it.
Nice.
And, like, she just had, like, some, she bought, like, chips from the store or whatever. Like, she's like, I'm not making food either, but, like, you're...
Everything we could find at the store that's, like, pre-made in a bag.
You're definitely not making food.
We're in a kitchen.
Fen brought drinks, which is to say the cheapest bottle of vodka and a $2 bottle of soda, one of those big old ones.
Oh my God.
Like, this is drinks for everyone.
That's how we do in the news bulletin.
I think Fen just assumed that we were going to be raiding the fridge for whatever leftovers didn't sell that day. Like, Nihilus, you know, let's just eat whatever you can't use tomorrow.
Fen, no.
He won't have to cook anything.
I've even been practicing. I've been working so hard on trying to incorporate the magic with the food, and I think that's gonna go somewhere.
Think of us as test subjects.
Okay, Nihilus, no offense, but after what happened with that kid, I don't think I want to eat any of your magic infused food. No offense.
The kid with the pop rocks?
No, the other one. The one with the whoopee cushion.
I mean, I think Nihilus felt the ill effects there. The kid was fine.
Hey, the child felt great.
Oh, that was a miscalculation on my part, a little bit of transference. I mean, he did feel better, which is exactly what I was going for. Just, you know, pluck the wrong string there.
Okay. Let's just agree that you don't serve me any food without letting me know if there's magic involved.
All right, that sounds fair.
Okay.
Nihilus, I'm happy to eat anything you've made, especially if it's free.
Fen.
It's free!
Fen, eat the corn chips I brought, okay? Just eat the corn chips.
From my neck, Razadonk is just like taking little cheese puffs and like, boop, they just keep like disappearing into my neck through his mouth.
That is never not going to be disturbing.
Again, I can't see what he's doing, so you have to tell me, because I don't...
Can you, like, at least wear a scarf?
Well, he's got to play.
Is there, like, cheese dust just kind of around your neck?
Just a very sticky orange neck.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, I don't like that. So how opposed are you to, like, I don't know, getting exercised? Just,
wait,
you know,
gonna
as a hypothetical.
We're going to take him to the gym. We're going to take Barnabas to the gym, too? So
no,
we're
no.
All in on the
no.
poker,
Nihilus,
all in on the
Nihilus,
gym.
Focus on the poker, okay? Fen is going to cheat you out of your money if you don't. Just focus on the poker.
God damn it.
Fen doesn't cheat.
I'm just winning at money, not cheating at, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, Barry.
So, I don't trust this little guy when he gets out. I need him here, because I don't know what's going to happen if he's not stuck somewhere.
Why don't you just banish him to, like, hell. He's a demon, right? That's like his home. Send him home.
Like, I mean, that seems a bit harsh.
That's harsh?
Well, he likes poker night.
And he does still owe me money, too.
Nihilus, I don't know how to tell you this, but if a demon owes you money, you're not seeing that money ever.
Does he have a job?
How is he going to get you the money back? Like,
Roz just, like, emphatically points towards the cards on the table.
You're stealing more money isn't the way... Okay, you know what?
He just does the worm with his arms.
So is the theory here that we don't exorcise Razadonk until he wins enough to not owe Nihilus money? Because...
That will be never.
No.
I mean, look at Nihilus. Does this man look like he can win at poker? No offense, Nihilus.
He's pretty good. You haven't seen him play.
I don't trust a demon, though. Especially a demon that's in your neck. That's a little... All right. You know what? Whatever. It's your money. Throw it at each other if you like. I will just be sitting here and eating corn chips, which, by the way, were going to go bad in like 3 days. So I would appreciate it if someone would help me eat all of this. It's a Costco bag.
Oh, gosh.
It's massive.
I hope you eat them.
Even if we could eat the chips, I mean, they could just like whip up a little dip or something.
Nihilus, focus on the poker. Okay.
So we'd be happy to teach you poker.
I mean, it's pretty easy. You mostly let the cards do the work.
I mean, it's a team bonding experience.
Can I use telepathy on Fen right now? I'm trying to hear their thoughts.
Oh, that's easy.
Make money, 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 make money, money, money.
What is Fen thinking?
Fen is planning, like, okay, if I get Zoe in the game, then that means that there's going to be one more person here for Nihilus and Barnabas to be focusing on. And then, I mean, Zoe knows me, but Zoe doesn't necessarily know my tells. And, you know, whoever I can, like, just more people in this game means more people for Fen to have a chance to con. Not even to cheat. They're just, like, considering how they can best lie to the people and, like, bluff their way through a game and what dynamics to pit against each other. Because like I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, Fen knows Zoe, and like if Fen can get Zoe to like focus in on Barnabas and Razadonk to like try and beat them, then that leaves Nihilus wide open.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think with this new because this is a newfound ability that Zoe has right now, I would be like staring at Fen's like lips and noticing how it's not matching up with the thoughts I can hear, and being like, am I having a stroke? And I'm just like, okay, so Fen, did you mean to say your thoughts out loud? Like, were you speaking your thoughts?
I almost never mean to say my thoughts out loud. What?
Okay, so apparently I'm, like, psychic. So...
So you're not case, playing poker.
I feel like
Zoe
that can't puts play. Something... Yeah. Zoe,
definitely not. No.
Interesting. Wait, so well, can't...
Well, can you turn it off? Like if we just I mean, scouts it, honor this?
Yeah, as long as you promise, I think we can all hold you to that. That's... Yeah.
Sure.
The whole point of poker is to fool each other about what's in your hand. So
Fen,
I mean, you were concerned about me cheating.
And you were planning on using me to keep Barry and Raz off your back so that you can focus on Nihilus.
Or whoever.
No, Zoe, I'm pretty sure maybe you are. I don't know if you're something's off there, because I don't think Fen would ever do that. Are you
you know
sure
what?
This is
you know
real,
what? Fine.
Zoe?
I'm in. Fen, take as much money to your heart's content. If no one will listen to me, that is on you.
Okay.
Although, here's the thing.
A friendly game.
If I can hear thoughts, can I hear Raz's thoughts? Does he have thoughts? Would I even understand a demon's thoughts? I feel like there's a lot of other questions here.
If you could hear his thoughts, you'd be hearing some right now. Does that work, actually? Should she hear what he's thinking?
I don't think she's going to try, honestly. It's just more okay. Like a thought that she's just like, wait a minute, could I hear a demon's thoughts if I tried? Or, yeah.
You said that out loud?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
You know what, Zoe? I think that's a great thing for you to focus on. And, you know, these are really good questions that you should be spending a lot of this game working on.
I'm gonna take out my phone and start sending a message to the person on the forums, just like, hey, do you think it's possible to hear a demon's thoughts? Just quickly sending that off.
Great. I get a little buzz in my pocket and I go, oh, sorry. And I just turn around and I like see that. And I'm like, oh, look at that. I think if you think you can, it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to the neighborhood to see if you can. And then like three ghost emojis.
I think Zoe just kind of laughs at that and is just like, you know what? I'll focus. This is like, if I'm going to force Nihilus not to cook, then I can at least not do research, since research is generally my job. So I will do the thought stuff. We can have our fun little experiments another time. Let's just all have a nice, friendly poker, fun.
Friendly poker.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly.
Okay, well then I'm in.
Great.
I mean, so all this conversation, it has gotten a little bit later than we normally get to starting. So I'm just wondering, I feel like, are we going to have enough snacks? I mean,
Nihilus.
No trouble. No trouble at all. Nihilus.
I brought corn chips, okay, Nihilus? Just eat the fucking corn chips.
I mean, I'm happy to just sort of raid the fridge.
Fen.
What's the poker chip situation? Like, how many poker chips are we all sitting in front of?
Nihilus has also canonically, like, been winning poker games against Razadonk, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Because he owes him money.
In part because we established that Razadonk just does not know how to bluff. But I think another part of it, too, is Nihilus, poker is in part luck. It's in part skill. Nihilus does not have a super strong bluffing game. But Nihilus likes to make people happy. And when he likes making people happy, you know when people aren't happy. So he can read a tell. I was kind of thinking with when Fen was starting to talk about, with the conversations about Fen potentially cheating and all that, Alistair, I was thinking, would probably be a little bit drawn towards Fen at that point and maybe a little bit of leveling the playing field.
Okay. Dead honest, Fen is honestly not cheating. Their whole thing is reading people and manipulating people. They're probably actually good at poker.
So Razadonk runs down Barnabas's arm to his fingertips and pushes two chips forward into the table.
I'm just staring at the little tattoo demon thing. Like, that's... I'm never going to get used to that. It's not...
The Razadonk tattoo just, like, gestures towards your pile of chips.
I mean, this is Zoe's first time, so I think... Like, once or twice, some of the rules might slip from her mind, and she has to kind of keep playing to remember. I think she's probably still has, like, a decent first-time chunk of, like, chips. And she, like, after Roz does that, like, oh, you know, points to her chips, she'll take, like, maybe a quarter of it and puts it in.
A quarter of your total chips?
Yep.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so I have a confession to make, which is that I have only ever played poker on a computer, against a computer, which means I don't know how the betting works. This is me, Algie, not me, Fen. I assume Fen knows how to bet.
Fen's pro.
Oh, I have never played poker before in my life, but Zoe has learned the in the last mean. 30 seconds. That's it.
So it means if you want to stay in this hand, you have to match what Zoe
right.
has put in.
I have to match what Zoe did. Okay.
That super duper amount
okay.
of...
Fen's looking around the table because what they do is read people.
Roz has no face.
Is Roz doing a stupid little dance like he does? With little wiggly arm thing? Wiggly mustache?
Roz at this... Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Roz is breakdancing.
Roz is breakdancing. Okay. Don't know what that means, but okay.
If you look at Barnabas, Barnabas is like, he's not checking his cards again. Like, he's keeping them close to his chest, and he's just kind of looking around at the table, trying to gauge everybody else.
Fen glances at Zoe, assumes that Zoe doesn't know what she's doing.
That's fair. Zoe just has, like, all the cards in one hand, like, folded over on the table, because she looks, like, a little bit bored. Like, she's kind of, like, looking around the room as if she's trying to find if there's, like, ghosts or whatever. Because, I mean, Alistair is already there, so who knows if there's, like, a few more. So that's what she's doing.
What is Alistair doing? Is he visible?
I think there's the blue mist, and a pair of floating cards.
Fenn spends like cards. 2 minutes just squinting at Alistair and like where he is and trying to read the mist before moving on to Nihilus.
Nihilus is looking at like some chip dust on his fingers and just, they gotta get eaten, I guess, but
okay. Fenn matches what Zoe put in, which is like a ridiculous raise, right?
I mean, that's being a completely new player could work in Zoe's favor because Zoe literally doesn't know if they should be bluffing. Yeah, I'm just gonna put chips in. Okay.
Yeah.
Bring it.
All right. Well, Fenn just kind of taps their cards to the table and says, "All right, I'm in a quarter. That's so many chips, though. But okay.
You can always match. Hold."
Not against you. I have my pride.
I think Nihilus is probably going to fold. Yeah, guys, just like my favorite batter recipe, I got to fold. I want to stay in. It's a lot of chips. I can't do it.
Totally fine.
It's a big raise. Barnabas just shoots Zoe a look like, can she know what she's doing? Can she... Is
she
this
can
real?
Read minds now. So
she like... can read minds now. I don't know if she promised she wouldn't, but
Oh, Alistair's in.
Yeah,
Alistair is definitely in. You see a couple of chips, like kind of all pop up one after another, like off of a stack and into a little like almost like conga line and roll around the perimeter of the table and kind of spiral their way in towards the middle and then like flip themselves up into a nice little stack back in the middle.
Nice. Nice.
What does a ghost even
That's
need with
cool
money?
Cool tricks.
Barnabas is going to pretty confidently pop 5 chips into the middle.
Oh, that's right. I guess it's not just match or that. I think Alistair would actually even raise.
Yeah?
So that happens and then like 2 more chips, just like big arc straight from the side of the table to the middle.
So 7 on this hand.
Okay, now you're just like showing off.
Okay. Barnabas, like, I stop and I'm just like, I can't read a ghost. I'm gonna trust it. I'm gonna trust the heart of the cards. And I slide 2 extra chips toward the center. And then I guess we're back to Roz, right? Yeah, Roz just fully takes control of one of the arms. Roz matches.
Before she puts the chips down, I think she just watches like the arm thing and be like, "So does your arm like go numb when he takes over? Is it like a puppet thing? Like you feel something move? Like what's?"
It's weird. I feel it. It feels like a little bit like when your leg goes asleep and you can still feel what's happening, but it's all tingly.
Okay. She's gonna put in 2.
2 to stay. Then puts in 2.
Zoe is staring at Roz like, first of all, like, I've never played poker before at all, but like, I definitely have never played poker with a demon, so I gotta see what the fuck's going on there.
Okay, so Roz again takes control of the one arm, and flips the hand. Barnabas is very confused, checks his hand, slaps Barnabas on the... on the wrist where the tattoo is currently at and goes, "Don't switch hands." flips his hand up. Barnabas is now holding a very bad hand.
Fenn takes a look at those cards and flips over their hand. I got a good hand. Anybody else or am I just taking the pot?
Zoe's just going to roll her eyes and go, "I fold."
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, you've got my hand. My hands didn't win.
I mean, it's basically Alistair, and Alistair didn't win, right?
Thank you for your patience, listeners, and for observing quietly. You all saw that Fenn won that hand, right? But it sounds like Alistair's being a good sport about it.
It sounds like, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
I did what I came here to do, and that was to keep Nihilus from going to the end.
Thanks, I guess.
You're welcome,
that...
buddy.
Good morning, Ruddington. Norman Newman, the normal human here. Many of you may know me as your town selectman, head of Parks and Rec, interim guidance counselor, licensed grief counselor, unlicensed marriage counselor, conflict resolution artist, ordained minister of the Church of Reddington, facilitator, neighbor, peer educator, golfing buddy, and friend. But once a week, I'm pleased to also be your favorite radio host. Join me on Norman in the Morning every Monday to start your week off right with a report on all the most important topics, including traffic, weather, swamp folk sightings, sports, current events, uncurrent non-events, unmentionable events, and pop culture. Norman in the Morning, every Monday morning from 6:45 to 6:55 a.m. Reddington Standard Time. And remember, the best part of your day is the part for which you are awake. Don't you want to make that last as long as possible?
As the news group takes a break between hands, Barnabas and Zoe's cell phone begin to buzz with alerts.
Oh, what's that?
That's weird. Okay.
I think there's a split second where I, like, lock eyes with you, and I'm like, wait? Nah. It can't be. Like, don't be weird. Must be a coincidence.
Don't be weird. Don't be weird about this.
Sorry, that's my bad. That's my bad.
Every time you two do this, I'm so entertained.
As both of their phones buzz again, they get a notification about another TikTok star dying.
Another.
These damn kids.
Swamp people.
And their TikToks. Okay. Zoe's just gonna be like scrolling, like trying to find out more information.
As Zoe scrolls through the page, she sees an article that says breaking news, details forthcoming. Underneath a headline that says, third TikTok user dies after making strange call video.
We gotta see the video, right?
I know, we gotta see the video.
We gotta watch,
like,
it.
It's just, it's like, I know we have to see the video, but I have a thing about not watching the deaths of kids, and this article is very vague about the age of the person, so just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what, how about you chase it down and let me know if it's... you know, not a kid, and then I'll watch it with you.
On the surface, because it's to protect people, deep down, curiosity, Barnabas finds the video.
Given how social media is these days, Zoe's concerns are incredibly valid.
Right.
Instead, it is a video of a woman who looks to be in her early 20s doing one of those makeup challenges. On the surface, there doesn't appear to be anything weird about it, but underneath the video plays a dark, tonal sound rather than a light, poppy sound.
I may just hang out in weird corners of the internet, but, like, cheery little video with dark, tonal music feels like exactly what the kids are into these days, right?
I would know. I'm not, like, hip, I guess.
The, like, juxtaposition thing or whatever.
I don't know. You look like you could be very hip amongst what the teens call twinks. Like,
twinks. Is that like Twinkies? I like Twinkies.
You are so precious. I don't know if you're just doing a bit right now, but I want you to know that you are so precious for not knowing what I'm saying.
Thanks. I no longer know if what we're saying is in character or not.
Oh, I was not in character. I did not start in character,
but if that's where we went.
No, I think, okay, so in character, I think Zoe is going to be waiting for Barnabas to, like, give the okay, like, no, it's not a kid, before she, like, grabs his phone and watches it. Because that's, yeah.
Yeah, no deaths.
Nihilus is just, like, watching them go back and forth, like, these notifications, and it's just, like, pulls out their... like Nokia brick phone, just to feel kind of included.
Oh,
Nihilus.
Roz would like to try to magic over some poker chips back to his side of the table while the distraction is going on. I think like three, probably from Barnabas. Like, he's not taking control of anything. He's just like humming, 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 and hoping that things gravitate toward him. Let's go. No, stop it. And I just put my hand down and scrape him back over. All right, sorry.
It's fine. Do you think, okay, weird-ass music, do you recognize it? Hold on. And she, like, scrolls down to see, like, sometimes people will, like, link whatever music they're listening to. So she's, like, scrolling to see, like, if you can find anything about the song in the background.
Unfortunately, it does say original sound. There are no context clues to where the sound came from.
Okay, I don't trust it. Hold on. I have Shazam on my phone. Let me get out Shazam.
Nice.
I think she's gonna try and Shazam the whole thing.
Technology. Like,
yeah. So she holds up the phone to see if it catches anything.
Unfortunately, Shazam does not produce any results. While Zoe plays the music for Shazam, however, Finn and Nihilus both get this hazy look on their face and start kind of swaying with the music. The tattoo of Roz cannot be found. He is still inside of Barnes, but he is actively choosing to hide at the moment.
Oof. Interesting. Okay.
It doesn't find anything. All right. Well, this thing is just off the fucking, like, just... You good?
Oh, no. My head hurts so much.
Oh.
I don't know when that happened. God, I think it's the music. How is everybody else doing?
I immediately turn it off, and then I look to Fen and Nihilus. Guys, can I ask, I don't remember if you said it, but, like, how did Alistair handle the music?
We didn't, actually.
Alistair did not handle the music well, either. It is a good thing Zoe turned it off when she did, though. Everyone else currently only has a little bit of harm from the migraines.
Jesus. Okay, so... Y'all were... Okay, I wasn't... this is some cursed
okay,
music.
What
no,
the
I'm fine.
Heck was that?
What are you...
Oh, God.
How did that happen?
I think that was... Oh, I'm so sorry.
See, this is why I don't have a phone like that.
Ben's gonna grab the bottle of soda they brought and just take a drink straight from it. Vodka is separate. This is a 2-liter bottle of soda.
Okay, so what I'm gonna try to do, this is like a very slight healing thing that, like, okay, so in Latin culture, like, whenever someone gets hurt, they, like, you, especially if it's a child, parents will be like, oh, sana, sana, palitarana, and they just, like, say that to, like, kind of placate them. I think Zoe is gonna try and do that in this case because she doesn't know what else to do. So she's just like, I think she just has like her hand on like Barnabas's like forehead and she's like, sana, sana, Felipe, and just like does that whole thing.
With the touch of Zoe's hands, Barnabas's headache is suddenly gone.
Oh my goodness, thank you. How did you do that?
I just look at my hands. Oh my god, I'm magic. Oh my god, guys.
You're magic.
I'm like psychic and magic. Holy shit.
You are so cool.
This has never happened to me before.
Me and Nihilus are over here, so with our headaches.
I've never actually done any, like, I mean, you've seen my shows. I'm always around weird shit, but I've never had a crew. Oh my god, I've never had a crew before. That could be why.
Your crew gives you magic.
Oh
my
god.
If your crew size increases, does your magic size increase?
We gotta get more people.
We have to get you more crew.
We have to get me more crew. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
We're just ignoring like Nihilus and Ben in the background.
Nihilus, I think, has stumbled over to the kitchen, ignoring all of Zoe's previous warnings and attempts to keep them from there, because that is what they need to feel better. And they're scrounging up a beverage and some favored snacks to nurse this migraine.
Or what do you think it? I mean, remember when I was like possessed by that jester? Do you think this is like a side effect?
Maybe.
Oh my god. Okay, we have to document all of this. Do you have a notebook?
Always.
You know, I'll just type it on my phone.
Always. And I pull out. I've got like color coded little notebooks that fit in my pockets, and I pull out the black one for spooky, like a pitch black one with like little pumpkin like Halloween stickers on it. And I flip it open. I'm like, all right.
It's like so.
Ben is also going towards the kitchen, not even to get food, just to get away from all of this talking.
Yeah.
I did have a thought from Alistair on Fen's comeuppance for the poker game.
I and went there and square.
Basically waiting for us to leave the table. I was thinking Alistair was going to kind of turn off gravity for Fen. So like the moment they get up out of the chair, like they just like, kind of towards the ceiling.
Poor Fen, getting possessed by this music.
Oh, no.
And then now has been flipped upside down.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Zoe would notice that, yeah.
Was that the music, too?
Ben? Ben, buddy? Here, grab my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll hold you down.
I think I'm going to stay up here. I think that helps the headache, actually.
You sure?
I'm just going to...
We can get you down. We're actually just talking about Zoe's magic. If you want to come down, wait.
You know, just what if gravity comes back? We need to put like some cushions on that. Like, what if they fall to their face? We got it.
We're in a restaurant. Nihlus, where are cushions in a restaurant?
Nihlus, we need some. Do you have pillows in your room?
So loud.
Oh,
it hurts.
Sorry.
What?
Nihlus, where are their cushions in the restaurant?
There's a couch out in the sitting area for the lobby where people are waiting.
Nihlus is coming back, and Fen,
why are you on the ceiling?
Nihlus, yeah. Nihlus, why am I on the ceiling?
Alistair?
The blue mist is probably gone at this point because you said the music did not agree with them. So
I think Fen is just trying not to look at the ground because falling is gonna be bad.
Yeah.
But everything's bad right now.
Do you want me to drag you over the couch?
Can you? Don't let me fall, please. Yes.
I'll try.
At this point, Zoe can definitely see Alistair, so she has to be aware that it is him doing this.
Alistair, what did we... Actually, wait, no, I told you not to do it to me. I didn't say anything about Fen. Okay, you know, loophole. Still not cool. And, like, she goes to grab it. Let Fen down gently. Just, like, shakes him violently. I will put the music back on if you don't let them down gently.
I wish you wouldn't.
Please don't.
It's a bluff, but he doesn't need to know that.
Alistair at that point would probably, because I think they're also kind of coming back into focus themselves from the music on whatever the spirit equivalent of a migraine is.
Zoe's gonna like rub her hands together to try and charge up the magic thing, because she doesn't know what the fuck
happened. It's a defibrillator, just charge
like,
it up.
She's like, clear! Let me see if I can heal you guys too.
Thanks to Zoe's new magical powers, all of the others' migraines are gone. Unfortunately, as she is new to this magic, Zoe is completely exhausted at this point. She went from having some energy to it's time to end the party.
Where did you say the couch was? I think I'm just gonna like lay down for a bit.
It's up towards the front door, the waiting area for
got it
by the hostess station.
I'm just gonna shuffle off, and as soon as I like get to the couch, I'm just going to flop down face first.
I think Nihlus, coming back in from the kitchen, has also brought in a tray of tea for everybody. It's a nice one. It's a lavender. It helps with the migraines. Sets it on the table. And is also just going to also... That was weird, right? That migraines and stuff wasn't Alistair. That wasn't Rod. That was... The newfangled phone thing because of that, right?
I think it was the song or the video. So, something about that video.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your phone?
Sure.
Nihlus takes the phone and is going to kind of be looking it over. Is going to try to get into reaching into the strands of how everything is connected in the ether. Is going to have the phone in one hand, kind of pick the cup of tea. Placed in one palm, kind of like balance them out like they're on a scale, and then take the phone and put it in the cup of tea.
What?
And is going to try to do like a read the tea leaves from the cup at the end.
Nihlus, you can't put my phone in a cup of tea.
Nihlus, put his phone in the cup of tea.
It's for the greater good. It's for the greater good.
Just for a second, just a little like dip, dip. And then sets it aside and slurps down their tea and kind of dumps the cup out to read the tea leaves and then like flip it cup over onto the saucer, with one hand on it, another hand up in the air, kind of plucking about the strands of connectedness and then kind of like tapping them down onto the top of the cup and pulling the cup up quickly, which kind of leaves, kind of a shimmering mist that comes up from the tea leaves and would kind of play out the answers or some semblance of the answers.
Nihlus is able to actually see a symbol in the tea leaves. After consulting his book, he learns that the symbol is used to cause repetition. After another moment of good old-fashioned book studying, he realizes that the music is calling for Bloody Mary.
Ooh. Okay.
Nihlus and Barnabas continue to pore over these books, looking for answers. But remember how, a moment ago, Alistair had Finn up in the air, completely turned off the gravity? Why don't we check on how they're doing really quick?
Oh,
there is tea for everybody, too. That wasn't just for Nihlus. There are extra cups.
Has taken some snacks and is, like, watching over Nihlus' shoulder. Definitely eating snacks, but also, like, trying to see what's going on, because, of course, I care what happened, but also trying to see, like, so what does Nihlus do with the tea leaves here, and what kind of books do they have, and, like, where could I maybe, like, learn something from this to maybe copy it down and sell it to somebody? You know. I'm not going to take Nihlus's books. I'm sure there's still use for them, but maybe I could copy some things out of it sometime, you know.
If Zoe wasn't on the couch.
So as far as how that would go, Nihlus is a very book magic, so it's a lot of working with Alistair for these. So Nihlus was like home assembled binder of recipes and magics and stuff would be out on the table as well, because he would have definitely been referencing that while doing this.
I love that it's one binder.
Oh, it's a big binder.
Just to recap, Zoe is laid down in another room, very exhausted from this new magic that she has. Nihlus is still doing some research. Finn is trying to figure out what to steal. But Barnabas...
If I'm going to be perfectly honest, I think I'm just, like, running around the kitchen looking for rice to put my phone in.
Everyone is starting to relax post-poker, but of course, they forgot to keep their eyes on Barnabas. After a moment, they all hear a loud crash come from the kitchen.
Zoe jumps up, like, from the couch.
I think having gotten the effect from the spell already for the tea leaves, Nihlus definitely would be like, spin around, and this is kind of like, Barnabas, I am responsible for what's in here, and would definitely going to go into the kitchen and flip all the lights on. I think it was probably just like nightlight level on before, and Nihlus knows their way in the dark there, so.
Ben does stop to take a couple of pictures of whatever open pages there are in Nihlus's binder, and then also goes into the kitchen because they want to see what's happening.
Entering from opposite sides of the kitchen, Nihlus and Finn stumble across what looks to be a very shiny, beautiful pasta pot laying in the floor, spinning around.
Barnabas got turned into a pasta pot.
Zoe finds Barnabas's cell phone.
Barry? What in the hell? I'm gonna pick up the phone.
Barnabas's phone looks fine. I personally, listeners, assume that Barnabas is the kind of person who would lock down their phone, but may super fail to lock down their phone.
It's the word password, but it's spelled backwards.
I'm gonna try to, like, open it up and, like, I don't know, like kind of, like, not go through it extensively, like, not like a dick, but just be like, what, like, maybe there's something I don't know. There's gotta be, like, some reason that this is going this way.
Unfortunately for Zoe, try as hard as she might, Barnabas has not shared that his password is password backward.
Nihlus picks up the pot off the floor and he's like, okay, I'm okay, remind me, I need to wash this before we all done, because it's not sanitary. We, you know, get in trouble regulation wise if I don't
just go.
Leave
just
it on the floor and that will remind you
that no what
No, that's
no.
That's actually not a bad idea. And then if I just put it up here, if anybody finds it later, then they'll know it needs to be washed. That
exactly.
Fen, this is why I trust you.
Yeah. Where is Raz? Hold on.
Raz is in the phone.
Wait, so can I see him on the phone?
so just between you and me, he can leave anytime he wants.
What?
Yeah, he is there for fun.
It was not a good spell.
I thought he was just hanging out for fun, and he is.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You have a free-roaming demon.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He
when Zoe finds out about this...
I'm pretty sure we called it in, like, one of the first two sessions.
I can see him on the case, right? Like, it's not, like, his visibility... He's waving. Okay. Roz, where's Barry? First of all, okay, hold on, there's a lot of questions. Why the fuck are you off Barry? Second, where is Barry? Third, did you do something to
Barry? Guys, did Barnabas turn into a phone?
Zoe, are you talking...
No, this is
that
his phone.
That was going to be my next question, but Zoe, are you talking to Razadon?
The phone rings. And the caller ID says Roz.
I guess? I fucking guess? Okay.
Great.
Do not speak to him.
I have to, okay? Okay, Roz, you do anything, I will make it hurt.
Remember last time?
Oh, this is gonna be like the Jester doll all over again.
I will break Barry's phone.
Do not break Barry's phone. I don't think he has...
It's been ringing too long and the call stops.
And
like a second passes. And the call starts again.
Okay, I'm just gonna go.
All right, be careful.
Okay, and I'm gonna slowly put it to my ear. Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Thank you for listening to Once Upon a Monster of the Week. Reddington's monsters are controlled by Meg Griffin. Episodes are edited by Alex Lavelle and produced by Robert Chauncey. A special thanks to Red Griffin for taking my horrific ideas and making them even more terrifying. Finally, thank you to Michael Sands and Evil Hat for the Monster of the Week gaming system used in this podcast. We will be back in 2 weeks to meet up with our news bulletin group again. Until then, you can find the links in our show notes leading to both the podcast and actors' social media accounts. Please also check out our Patreon. Even for $1, you can get some exciting things, like donating your name to our town roster. Or you can find some cool merch at the Reddington Tourist Shop. We know that money is tight, so if you are enjoying the show, we would appreciate it if you could leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Once Upon a Monster of the Week is part of Haunted Griffin Entertainment. Please check out our website for more of our shows. Today's episode starred...
Isaiah Rothstein as Barnabas Crowley.
Algie Todd playing Fen.
Rhys Tirado playing Xiomara Hernandez.
Mick Wheaton as Nihilus Wheeler.
And guest appearance by...
Theo Wampusik playing Norman Newman.
Yeah, I'm all right.